The Game 6 edition of Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden, from Orlando, from satellite radio, terrestrial radio, all the ships at sea. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Everyone has different words for things, often different words for the same thing. I like the word disposition when describing a certain kind of effort. I suppose it implies not just a level of focus, but a relentlessness maybe to it. And it just felt like that was a perfect word to describe the effort of Game 5. You watched it again when it was over. What was your word?
That's a great word for it. We were ready to play in every which way. We didn't sustain our offensive attack as well as I would have liked, but we sustained our defense pretty well, you know, maybe until the fourth quarter. So it's hard to play like that. It's hard to play with that kind of effort, that kind of connectedness against a really good team because they're trying to make you not play like that. But I think, you know, obviously our guys played really well. And, you know, I thought that defensively we were just on a string, especially in that first half, like maybe as well as any time this year. I said this from the time we left for the bubble. Our goal was to play good basketball on August 17th. And, you know, our hope is that we continue to play better as we get these opportunities as we move on now.
And it's hard defensively, and people hear the word effort and we were connected and you're trying to describe one area where that really it's obvious to point out. And if you play coach's bingo, you can never go wrong if you have we have to get back in transition on your card, right? Because that's always going to come up. But that's one of the greatest hits. But the sprinting back against this team that is so good in transition, that it doesn't take much, a layperson, whatever, even watching it casually, that was so clear to see.
Well, and I think if you want to go deeper than that, the reason why it's so important to be all back is because those guards are relentless in their attack. So even when you feel if one person's back, they're still going to try to go downhill at you. Lowry, incredible toughness, physicality on his drives, gets to the line. You know, Van Fleet, super quickness, you know, on down the line. And then what they do is very unique. You know, I give them a lot of credit. Before their big gets down, who's trailing the play, those guys will cross in front of your big and engage them, and there will be a moment of confusion and transition on who's stopping the ball because you're basically your big ends up setting a screen on your own player. And it took us a few games to get used to that against those guys, and we played much better against it the other day. But credit those two guards. They are relentless and super smart.
Well, speaking of your big, I want to talk about a couple of guys we don't often talk about, and fans of the German Bundesliga team, Rose Bamberg, will enjoy it because they were teammates there too. I've never backed away from the fact that we watch the games differently, particularly when you're doing play-by-play. Particularly when you're doing play-by-play on radio, you have to be very – you're not wide angle. You're very narrow in tightly on the ball. So sometimes it's hard to see a lot of the ancillary things that go on, especially in real time. But even doing that, I thought in real – I said it as I thought it in real time, and Max was kind of with me – that was the best game I've ever seen Daniel Theis play. He's often asked to guard everybody. He has to come out on guards. It happens all the time. Yet it just seemed it felt like he was playing the perfect game for what you're asking him to do.
I thought everyone else was at their level, their normal level, or maybe just a little bit more hyper focused because of what we were coming into. But I agree with you. He was at a different level than I've ever seen him on that end of the floor. And we need that. I told him yesterday in front of the team, like, he is such a critical part of our team. He's a director for us, plays with great energy. Guards just can't go by him. He can block shots. He can also switch and defend. He did a great job on a couple of those plays. And then Brad was great when he came off the bench at, you know, not only defending, but also making big shots. They go triangle and two, you know, on one possession out of a timeout. Brad and Marcus play the backside of the triangle, extra pass, Brad knocks down a three. It takes them right out of it. Like, those are things that little things that guys that are 30 years old or 31 years old and have had experience all over the world bring to the table. And I think Austin Ainge and our staff, you know, when you think Shane Larkin, the impact he had a few years ago in a playoff run all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now we've got Brad and Theis on a team that's playing deep into the playoffs that is like really committed. And those guys are playing, you know, top five, six, seven roles on our team. That's a credit to them and our, you know, Bennis and Austin and the people that are really scouting overseas all the time.
Yeah, there's no substitute for that experience at certain places on the roster. Normally individual honors, they come and they go and they're nice. The Marcus Smart one to me, first team all defense, there's sort of the recognition it felt to a lot of us. It was a little slow to come.
Yet that also, there's a connection to it being a team award too, and especially a lot of things we were just talking about.
There is, and if you don't have a good team defense, then you're probably not going to get somebody on that award ballot. And if you look at Giannis being player of the year, Milwaukee had an elite defense. You know, Brooke Lopez being on the second team, Milwaukee had an elite defense. You know, Marcus, there's tons of good defenders that didn't make the list, including these guys, you know, like Lowry. Like, he's a ridiculously good defender, and everybody knows that. The bottom line is, if you want to know who can really guard, ask the players. They'll tell you who can really guard. And I guarantee you, Marcus Smart's on that list. And so, you know, I guarantee you Lowry's on that list. I guarantee you some others. But that's the people, the only people that should pick the all-defensive team are the players, because nobody knows better than them.
That's the head coach. The accepted mythology, I guess, is that closing out another team's season is the hardest thing to do in professional sports. This is the 12th, quote-unquote, closeout game you have coached. That's a lot of reps in this particular enterprise. Is that an accurate statement? That it's the toughest thing to do.
It's the toughest thing to do tonight, because it's the thing on the docket tonight. It's all we're focused on. You know, I think the hardest part of the playoffs is being able to learn from what just happened and get ready to compete at a high level in a completely different game against the same team that you've played over and over. And I think that, you know, the good teams are able to just kind of go game to game with the right mindset and not have too many stinkers. Doesn't mean you're not going to have one, and it's how you bounce back from that. But I think the playoffs are hard. That's one of the things that, you know, I think when you looked at it, when I came into the league, I would say that looks fun, and it is hard. It is a grind. It's draining, and at the same time, it's what we all love, because this is why we do it. We're doing it for, I've said this a few times, we're doing it for this time of the year, and that's not exactly true, because this time of the year is not what we're normally doing. So we're doing it for the playoffs is why we coach. You know, when I was coaching in college, you know, you didn't have the NCAA tournament, well, fine, I'll go back to Lilly. Like that, you know, like at the end of the day, that's why you coach. That's what you're here for. And so it's fun, but it is a better keep hyper focused. That's for sure.
It looks fun. Didn't any of these people that you talked to before moving to the NBA tell you what it was really, this grind, all the suffering that was coming?
Yeah, that's right. No, I think that everybody just focused on the great summers.
Well, this will be a memorable one, right? Like,
that's right.
The summer of 2020. That's the head coach. Game six is next on the 98.5, the Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.